This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. voters have reportedly turned out for the polls today in historic numbers for a national non-presidential election, widely seen as a referendum on the first 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. Hot contests abound as Republicans try to hold on and Democrats try to acquire the control of the legislative branch. One of the hotbeds, Florida, where U.S. Congressman Ron DeSantis is running for governor as a Republican.
I worked hard. I mean, I think we really worked hard. I think we did as much as can be done, and I'm happy with letting the chips fall where they may.
His neck-and-neck opponent is Andrew Gillum, the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida.
Us winning tonight, I think, will send a message to Mr. Trump and Mr. DeSantis as well, that the politics of hatred and of division, of separation, that they've come to an end. At least in this election, that's what we're going to show.
A University of Florida professor expects 40 million Americans to have cast ballots early or to do so today. A 45% turnout would be the highest for such an election in 50 years. Radio Free Europe reports today that the Ukrainian prosecutor general Yuri Lutsenko has told Parliament he will offer his resignation amid public outrage over the handling of an investigation into an acid attack that killed anti-corruption activist Katerina Hadzuk. The corruption activist was attacked and died Sunday in a hospital where she was being treated for burns from the July 31st attack. A dramatic homemade video was released of Ms. Hadzuk from her hospital bed, imploring officials to focus their attentions on the corruption in the police department in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, where she worked as an advisor to the mayor. She also reported on the presence of pro-Russian forces still active in the Kherson region. Police detained five people in the case, including the alleged attacker. This